In Jesus' name, beloved of God. While Jesus hung on the cross, he provided for his mother and for the disciple whom he loved. One of the four times that John in his gospel refers to himself in that way. Now, John has been called the apostle of love, but not only because he calls himself beloved by God, but also because he refers to love more than the other three gospel writers put together, and equals that same amount again in his three short epistles, or almost equals it. There's a story that toward the end of his life, in a great assembly, the aged apostle John was asked if he had any parting words for them. He slowly stood up, paused, and said two words, agapate allelus, love one another, and then sat down again. If that story is true, we know where he got it. For at the Last Supper, the first time where John referred to himself as the one whom Jesus loved, at that supper, Jesus said, all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13:35. Love? We know all about that, don't we? A few weeks ago, we were surrounded by singing hearts and flowers. Next week is spring break, and our tour choir will be boarding a bus and traveling many miles to sing the good news of God's love in Christ. But the members of the tour choir are not the only ones who will be traveling, leaving campus, meeting people far and near. So I would like to remind not just the tour choir, but all of us once again of the power and privilege that is ours in the coming weeks. Many years ago, when a ninth grader arrived on this campus, he was a long way from home. He attended all his classes faithfully. He did his work. He was not guilty of being tardy or guilty of misconduct. But he was hurt by the way he saw students speaking and acting toward each other, especially in the dorm. When his father died suddenly before the end of the first quarter, and he had to return home for good, he was deeply disappointed in ILC. He worked on his own to get some of the education that he might have gotten in Eau Claire, however, and he did grow up to become an active member in the congregation. He supported the work of the church at home and abroad, including ILC, although he had trouble ridding himself of his lingering doubts about this school. Then one day, over 20 years after he had vanished from this campus, he learned that the tour choir was going to visit his far-off congregation. Because of his active role in the church, he even knew some of the students who were coming, and he looked forward to an enjoyable concert. Little did he suspect, however, the impact that their message would have on him. For the memories of a lonely ninth grader that had haunted him for over 20 years were finally wiped away in that visit in a faraway chapel. Yes, he appreciated the music. It was well done, as he expected it would be, for he had heard the recordings over the years. And yes, he welcomed the gospel message in the anthems, many of which were already familiar to him. But you know what astonished him the most? What overwhelmed him with joy and made him thank God for ILC he told us later. In hosting the choir, he had opportunity to spend a little time with them and to observe how they treated one another. They did not turn their backs on one another or exclude one another from their groups or even couples. They cared about one another and reached out to others, people whom they would probably never meet again. They harmonized off the risers as well as on. You see, it's not just in a choir's words and music, but also in our lives that we have opportunity to bring a message to show Christ to others. All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. How does that show that we're his disciples? Well, it shows how he treated us, doesn't it? When a rich young man tried to tell Jesus that he had kept all the commandments, didn't need a Savior, Jesus looked at him and loved him, Mark chapter 10, and pointed out the truth to him. When the people of Bethany were leading Jesus to the tomb of Lazarus, they observed him and concluded, "See how he loved him," John 11. And when Jesus knew that the time had come for him to be offered up for the sins of the world, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. John 13, verse 1. This is our Christ, to whom and about whom we sing and live. This is our Emmanuel, our God with us, who loved us and gave himself for us. May he grant us many opportunities to show his love to others on a campus, on a choir tour, or anywhere else. Amen. The last two stanzas.